In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome back to Common Prayer. This is day 16 of our journey through Lent. We are closing in on the halfway marker. It's also Saturday, so welcome to the end of another week together. Gosh, I've been talking to a few of you as we've had. I know my parish met for a house church a little while ago, and it was so fun to hear some of the stories about the way you guys are engaging in this journey through Lent. Honestly, such an encouragement to us to hear those, because we often don't know who's on the other side of the listens or the views or whatnot. And so it's so encouraging to hear the way that Common Prayer has offered you a space this Lent to just focus and to bring your attention into view before God. And so thank you all for listening along, for praying along. We so appreciate it. This is such a gift for us to be able to do, and then to have people like yourself listen along and pray along with us is such an encouragement. And so I hope that it's ministered to you guys as much as it has to us as well. Well, as mentioned, you know, we're on day 16. We're about almost halfway through our journey towards Easter. And as we have every day, we want to begin with a moment of silence, really just contemplating on our word for today. And the word is world. And it comes from the all-familiar verse, John 3:16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." So spend a moment just meditating in the quiet on that word, world. Scripture today again comes from John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." You know, we have a tendency with verses and texts that we're familiar with to reduce them to kind of their lowest common denominator. You know, our familiarity with a given text lends itself to unfamiliarity. I say that all the time. It lends itself to reduction, to limiting what the text is actually saying. And this may not be more true than any other text than the one we're looking at today. I mean, is there a more famous text than John 3:16? And you know, for most of us, our tendency is to take a text like this, "For God so loved the world," and we actually gloss over that phrase, "the world." We tend to push right past it towards the redemptive work of Jesus and his atonement for us. And of course, that's central to this text and the biblical narrative. But our tendency is we reduce that, right? Our natural tendency when we hear this verse is to reduce it to the work at the individual level. And that's not wrong. And certainly there are deep individual implications. But the reality is God's redemptive scope is much, much bigger. I mean, for God so loved the world. You know, we often can make the gospel too small. We reduce it to the mere work of individuals, but God is actually forming this cosmic scope, this cosmic redemptive movement. See, his work goes far beyond just that, and it's the idea that God is healing all of creation. The very world itself is longing for healing. You know, I think of Paul's words in Romans 8, where he talks about how creation itself is groaning. It says that, you know, you look at the Psalms and it talks about the rocks crying out. The world, the very material world that we speak of, is longing for redemption. And it's "for God so loved the world. Again, the vision of God is cosmic. God is redeeming and reconciling all of creation, of which we play an integral part, but we are not the whole story. God's redemption is all-encompassing, gathering up all things in the created order and bringing about its healing, its reconciliation, its shalom, because that is the focus of God's work. You know, Trevor Hudson says it this way, and he says it really well. He says, God's loving arms surround the globe. They embrace every human being, nation, and culture. They embrace the trees and mountains, rivers, and every living thing. God wants to rescue, restore, and reconcile the whole world. You see, this is the vision that God has for creation. All of it, every corner, redeemed, healed, reconciled, and made new. And that might be what is so stunning about this reality, is that we have been given a small role in that. See, we can't take on all of the world's ills. We can't go out and solve all the world's problems. But God has in fact given us and gifted us with rationale and intellect and creativity to approach the world and go about this cosmic work with Him. Because God is longing for the world to be made right, and He's wanting us to come alongside Him. I think it's a beautiful picture, a beautiful work of that redemption, and it comes back to this idea of, for God so loved the world. For God so loved the world. See, with all of its mess and all of its brokenness, there's a tendency for us to write it off, thinking that one day God will just get rid of the whole thing, but that is not the vision of the Gospels. The Gospel is the story of God reconciling and healing this very creation, because He loved the world. And so too, we are moved then by that love to also love the world and find ourselves wrapped up in that big story of the Gospel that's bringing about the healing and reconciliation of all things. And no doubt it is God that does the work. Like a little child, you know, cooking alongside their mother or father, the reality is the mess is bigger than the product made, but God nonetheless enlists us in this work. So God loves the world, and so do we. So our practice for today is simple. As you go about your day, maybe it's reading the headlines or listening to your regular news podcast, whatever it is, I want to invite you to read those headlines, listen to the news, whatever it is, through the eyes of Jesus. And so when you watch the news, when you listen to that podcast, when you read the headlines, I want you to ask, what breaks Jesus' heart? And then the follow-up question is, what is God laying on your spirit about the world? How are you called to respond? Because again, that's the work. For God so loved the world that His heart is broken by the status of things. And so too, we, our heart is broken as well. But don't let that lead to apathy. Let that lead to a prayerful, humble response of how our heart should break for what breaks His. So let's spend a moment in the quiet. Maybe you take a few deep breaths and just settle your mind in the presence of God now. And as you do, I just want you to invite the Holy Spirit. I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to highlight just two questions. The first question is this: just ask the Holy Spirit to highlight what breaks God's heart. What breaks God's heart? And don't think too hard. Often the first thing that comes into mind is what the Holy Spirit's trying to highlight. Maybe it's a story you heard the other day, a news article you read. What breaks God's heart? Just sit with that thing for a moment. Now I want you to ask the Holy Spirit, how would you respond? What is it that God is calling you to do? Because God so loved the world, and so do we, and so how do we stand in the gap? Just ask the Holy Spirit, what is it today that you can do about something that breaks God's heart? For God so loved the world. Church, may you go loving the world. May you go with the eyes of Jesus. May you go with a heart that breaks for what breaks His. And may you go ready to love the way Jesus loved. Have a great rest of the weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.